We begin the current and final daf in Masechtas Nida, daf Ayin Gimel, the final daf in Shas. We begin six lines up at the bottom of the Amud on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had a machlekes relating to the halacha of our previous Mishnah between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish regarding the topic of our previous Mishnah of the Yemei Zayif, which is the 11 days between the days of Nida, and the halacha requires that there be a Shemeres Yoyim. Now, the objectivity of the Shemeres Yoyim is in general principle regarding if that could develop into a Zava Gedayla, which is if she sees three consecutive days. However, the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish was regarding if she sees on days 10. Day 10, so what's going to happen is day 10 and 11. Once it's day 12, it's already into the main Nida. So that was their machlekes regarding if there's halach of Shemeres Yoyim on day 10. Is day 10 like day 9 and therefore requires Shemeres Yoyim? Or is it like day 11, which is no point in Shemeres Yoyim because it's not going to develop into a Zava Gedayla anyway? Now, in that discussion, one of the versions had it that the machlekes was on a braisa, which was a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Akiva, he says, even if you're going to tell me all your drushes, one was regarding the halachas of the oil that come in the matzahs that come with the breads of the taida, and the other one was regarding the halachas of the 11 days between Nidil and Nida, which is what's known as the 11 days of Zayiv, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Akiva, he says, forget about your drushes. These are not expositions or learned out from the Pesukim. They are halacha l'meisha misinais. And that was what the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlakish was regarding when he said the 11 days. Is it that he was saying that day 10 is that like day 11, or that he was saying day 10 and day 9? I mean, they were disputing in that what is the halacha for the machlekes that they had. But that version was saying it on that braisa. Now, and that's why Gemara continues that theme and asks on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he was saying to Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, these halachas, one of them being that of the topic of our sugya, is a halacha l'meisha misinai. It's not learned from a pasuk. Now that the Gemara asks, hani halachas ninu? Are they really halachas that are just orally transmitted from Meshav Mesinai? Hani kran ninu? But they're learned out from Sukkim. The Tanya learned the Braisa, which the Gemara is going to have a lengthy discussion going all the way through the majority of the last daf in Shas, where ultimately the Gemara is going to show that you see that it's from Sukkim, where extra words and expositions that tell us these halachas of the 11 days, many different halachas of these days of Ziva, and learned out from Sukkim, and therefore not halacha Meshav Mesinai. This time, like, learn the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Yochel Haroya Gimel Yamim. You would think that if a woman sees a discharge of dam for 3 days, Betchilas Nida, even in the beginning of the Nida days, but Ritzufim, if there are three consecutive days that the Hei Zava, that she should become a Zava Gedayla, which is that she has to count 7 clean days, and that she has to bring a carbon when she's done, as the Pasuk says by the Zava, Meyukar Tezvav. It says, Yamim Rabim, many days. Yamim is plural, Rabim adds on the third day, which therefore, although generally the halacha we know is actually not like that, a nida doesn't make a difference if she saw one drop in just one moment, or if she bleeds all 7 days, she could bleed straight through in the biblical nida, and she doesn't require shem nikiyim, and it doesn't make a difference if she bled 3-4 days and she doesn't have to bring a carbon. But said the Baisa, you would think that, yeah, the halacha always is, no matter when a woman sees 3 days of blood, she becomes a zava gedayla, and she needs shem nikiyim and a carbon. And so how am I going to fulfill the pasuk in Meyukah that says that Isha kesi yizava, if a woman's going to have a discharge, a flow, dam yizava, her blood is her flow, which this is in the first parasha, which it talks about a parasha, as we're going to point out, Nida and Abzava. This is in the first parasha, which doesn't require 7 clean days and a carbon. So how am I going to explain this? Because it only mentions by the second parasha, when it talks about the Zava, that it says that a carbon and Shem Nekim. So this pasuk, if I'm saying even by the days of Nida, if a woman sees 3 days in a row, that she also has to have Shem Nekim and a carbon, so how am I going to fulfill this pasuk that doesn't require that? Says the Braisa, Berai Yamechad. I'll say that that's talking about when a woman has a day of discharge of only 1 day, then she's not a Zava Gedayla, she's what's known as Zava Katana, she's only for 1 day. That's when she doesn't require Shem Nekim and a carbon. But if a woman sees for 3 consecutive days, even in the beginning, meaning in her days of Nida, she'll be a Zava. Says the Braisa, Tamalema, therefore the Pasuk teaches later on in what's known as the second Parsha, as we continue to have a Bayin Gimel Min Aleph. The Pasuk says, and the Pasuk in its completeness, in the Yikotez Vav, Pasuk Chafei says that if a woman's going to be flowing blood for many days, not during her Nida, her menstrual timing, or if she's going to flow on the Nida, all the days of her flow is going to be tummy, like the days of her Nida she's going to be tummy. Now, says the Braisa, this second parasha, again, the one that requires the carbon and shib nikiyim, says specifically it's beloy es nidasa, not during the time of her nida cycle. In other words, I'm not going to tell you that you, if you see 3 days that require shib nikiyim and the carbon, only if it's after the days of nida. As some have the gerus or not, al nidasa, which is that it's by the nida, which means to say samach le nidasa, which is near the days of her nida. Meaning, if she sees day one after the 7 days of nida, and then she sees, so that's day 8, and then day 9 and day 10, for those 3 days, that is what's going to tell us that that's when the woman becomes a zavah gedayla to require a carbon shib nikiyim. But it's not going to be during the days of nida. Even if you see 3 days in a row during the 7 days of nida, it's not going to have the halach. Now, continues the braisa. Now, okay, so based on this, like we said from the words al nidasa, I would only know that the halach of shiv nikiyim, seeing during those 11 days, what we call yimei ziva, would only be if she sees those 3 consecutive days right after the nida period, which is day 8, 9, and 10. But mufalik l'nidasa yamecha minayin, how do I know that even if it's, let's say, 1 day after that, that even then, that she's going to have the halacha, let's say she sees 9, 10, 11, that she's going to have halacha of a zava gedayla? Tamalema, therefore it says in the pasuk as we quoted, which these words seemingly are superfluous, to darshan oy ki sazav, or if she's going to flow, which that's a ribui, including even if it's day 9, 10, and 11. So continues the braisa. Inle elo yamechatz, I would only know if there's a gap of 1 day, instead of being 8, 9, and 10, it's day 9, 10, 11. Minayin l'rabbas, but says the braisa, I don't know, to include even muflag, even it's a distance from the days of nida, shnayim, shloish, arba, chamisha, shisha, b'shiva, shmoina, tisha, asara. Even if there's a gap of being these 3 days in a row, instead of being 1 day after, it's 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 days after. Minayin, how do I know that they all have the same halacha, that if you see 3 days in a row of any days of the 11 days, the halacha is going to be that she becomes a zavah gedayla, that she has to bring a carbon and requires 7 clean days. So Amid, you say the following logic, which is, Mamet Sinu Biravi, just like we find for day 4, after the days of Nida, Shero L'Sfira, that day 4 is fit to be part of the Sheva Nikiyim, where if, let's say, she saw day 1, 2, and 3, meaning what we call day 8, 9, and 10, and then she stops. So that day 4 is fit to be day 1 of Sheva Nikiyim. Now, but additionally, also, Vero L'Ziva, it's also fit to be part of the days that actually make her into a Zava, which is to combine if it's day 2, 3, and 4. Or again, we're calling it 9, 10, and 11. If she didn't see on day 1, because we already included that if it's a gap of 1 day from the Pasuk of Oiki Sazav, which we said that's seeing day 2, 3, and 4. Oh, so therefore, it's just like you see by day 4, that it's fit to be both from the clean days and the days that make her into a Zava. So therefore, I'm going to bring all those other days, 2, 3, 4, going all the way to number 10, including number 10, Shero L'Sfira, they're fit to be part of the Shiv Nikiyim, where if, let's say, she saw the first 3 days after the days of Nida, so then the 7 clean days are going to continue all the way through day 10. Because it's day 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you're going to have all those days. It could be part of Shiv Nikiyim. And also, Vero L'Ziva, they're also fit, therefore, by default, by the comparison to day 4, just like 4 has both, so to over here, where it has, it's fit to be part of the Meisif Tzvira, so it's going to be fit of, if you see on any one of these 10 days, 3 consecutive days, it's also going to be fit to make her into Zavah Gedayla. Now, however, that only takes us up to day 10. It says the Braisa, Minayin l'Rabbas Achad Aser, how do I know to include the last day of the 11 days of Ziva, day 11, which that even day 11 could combine with the previous 2 days before to make it 3 consecutive days to make her into Zava Gedayla, where day 11 is not fit to be from the Shiv and the Kiyim if she was a Zava Gedayla from the first 3 days. If day 8, 9, and 10, or we're calling day 1, 2, and 3, she became a Zava Gedayla, that's only going to continue the Shiv and the Kiyim to day 10. So then you don't have the comparison to say, oh, just like day 4, which we already included, it could be either Sfira and Zava, so too 11, because 11 doesn't have from the Sfira of the first 3 days of Shiv and the Kiyim. So how do I know that it's going to be fit to combine to make her into a Zava Gedayla? Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Beloy Es Nidasa. Not during the time of her Nida. Why are we saying that? To say no matter what the time is, even as far as the day of Nida it is, as long as not during the days of Nida, which are these 11 days between the periods of Nida days. So any time that's not during the Nida time, even day 11, is going to have the halacha of combining, let's say, 9 and 10 before to make her into Zavah Gedolah. Now, continues the Braisa. So, Yochel, you would think, since it says, Beloy es Nidas, and not during the time of her Nida, Shani Marba, Avshnei Maser, that I'm even going to conclude day 12, meaning, if let's say she saw a discharge of dam on day 10, and day 11, and day 12, that then she should be a Zava Gemur, a bona fide Zava, and that we're not going to say, as we know, that day 12 already is the first day of days of Nida. No, when she has that discharge on day 12, we're going to say that maybe it combines with the previous 2 days before it, which were from the days of Ziva. And that's the Braisa Amrit Lam. No, that you don't say. That day 12 is not going to combine to make her into Zava Gedolah. So on that, the Braisa asks, where do you see the fit day 11 that does combine to make her the Zava Gedolah, and takes good day 12? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Marba in the Achad Asa, I'm going to include day 11, Shiro L'Sviris, because it's fit to be counted, meaning it is actually included in the logic we said before, that if it's in the day Svira, it could be combining to Zava Gedolah. But didn't we say it's not part of Svira, because the first 3 days, which are the primary ones that we said about, the Samach L'Nidasa, Balayas Nidasa, it's only day 1, 2, and 3, and that only extends to day 10, not day 11? Says the Braisa, no, it is Shiro L'Sviris, it is in that category of being counted of Shivan Nikim of Oiki Sazuf. Meaning we said in the Braisa already that if it flows on day 4, what's called Beis Gimel Dalid, we already included from the Pasuk of Oiki Sazuf that even that's going to be considered Shivan Nikim. That has a special Pasuk, we said. Now, for that Ziva, the counting of its 7 clean days extends all the way to day 11. So therefore, since it's in Yimei Sfira of at least one of the categories we really explicitly include in the Pasuk, so it's going to be part of also becoming a Zavah too. Just like it can be part of the Tara process, it can be part of the Tummy process. But I'm excluding day 12, Shein Ro, the Sfira is Oiki Sazav, where I don't see anywhere that's included of even Oiki Sazav of day 4 of Beis Gimel Dalid, where that only extends to 11 and not to 12, and therefore since it's not part of the purification days, it's not going to be part of either the Tummy days, and that's how we know that it ends at day 11, and then it restarts the Nida cycle. Now continues the Braisa, okay, V'ein Li, I would not know that a woman's considered a Zava for the halachas of Tuma, of becoming a Tummy as a Zava, El Shleshayam, what we call a Zava Gedolah, only if she saw for a consecutive 3 days, which is the halacha of bringing a carbon and shem nekiyim. But I would think the same thing applies to only for the laws of tuma, only if she sees 3 days in a row. Shnei yam minayin, how do I know if she even sees just 2 days, she becomes a zava for the tuma of zava? Tamalami yamei. It says in the pasuk, kol yamei zayv tumasa, all the days of the floor of a tuma, kimei nida asatiyah, she's going to be like the halacha of tuma of a nida, which the days yamei is in the plural of two, that even 2 days. Says the Braisa Yemech Minan, how do I know if she sees even just 1 day during these 11 days of Zava, of Ziva, that she becomes a Zava Katana, but she becomes a Zava that she's going to be Tamei? Tamalema Kol Yemei. It doesn't say Yemei, it says all the days, which is inclusionary terminology, even if she sees only 1 day, which is what we know as a Shemeris Yom. Now, moreover, continues the Braisa, expounding the last 2 words of the Pasuk, it says Tameya. She is Tamei. Now, but Tameya, it could also be learned, says the Braisa, Malama Shemitama as Boyala. This comes to teach that she contaminates the man that she has relations with, Kinida, like Anida. Now, regarding a menstruating woman, the halacha of Anida, the Pasuk explicitly says the man who lays with her has the halachas of Tama of a Boyal Nida. Says the Braisa, and this Tamei is coming to teach us that similarly a Zava has the same halacha, that if she has relations with a man, he has the same halacha as a Boyal Nida when she's a Zava. And the last word of the Pasuk is Tameya he. She is going to be Metame, which tells us, he Metame is Baila, she's going to have this halacha, that the woman, that the man she has relations with will have a Tuma as a Baila Nida. But the in Hazav Metame Mashu Baila, but the other way around, if the man has the Tuma of Ziva, he does not contaminate the woman that he has relations with. Because, as the Braisa points out, Valoi Dinhu, the logic would actually dictate that it should be like that. Because Imahi, because if regarding the woman, when she's a Zava, she does not contaminate with 3 discharges in 1 day to have a locha of tumazav of a zava gedolah to be obligated in the carbon, like as if she saw it in 3 different days, kibiyamim, like when it's on 3 different days, meaning she only becomes a zava gedolah if it's on 3 consecutive days. Even if she has 3 discharges in 1 to 2 days, it's not going to make her zava gedolah, it has to be on 3 different days. And yet, even though she has that limitation, mitamo es bayala, she has this stringency that she contaminates the man that she has relations with. He has a special tumma of tumma's bayal. So if that's the case, so who? So regarding the male, when he has the tumah of zav, shemetame b'riyas kibiyamim, that he doesn't have that limitation. A zav can becomes tummy whether he sees his three discharges on one day or if he sees it on three consecutive days, as the Gemara says about Bakam, of Chavdal Manav. Saying the dense isn't illogical if he has that stringency, that for sure shemetame mashuba, that he should have the stringency also of contaminating the woman who has beer with him, that she has should have a tumah of a boiled zav. Tamalaymahi, that's what the pasuk comes to say, that to Mayahi, that she has this tumma, he matam as bayla, only the woman contaminates the man who has relations with her, ve'en hazam matam mashu bayl, but yeah, there's a tumma of maga, but she won't have the same status of his tumma like it is by a bayl nida or bayl zava, she's not going to have the tumma of the zav. Now, continues the braisa, and the gear says, menayin shehi oisa mishka b'maisha. We know by a nida that the bed or the chair that she sits on has an avatuma just like herself. Having the same thing applies to a zava, because we're saying it's not the same thing as nida. This, although it's dam coming out of the woman's body, but there are different halachas. It's the 7 days of nida, it's 11 days of ziva, and then again it goes back to the days of nida again. How do we know during the days of ziva when she has the tuma that it also is going to contaminate as an avatuma what she lays on or what she sits on? Tamalema, that's what the next pasuk, which the next pasuk says in Perek Tzav Pasuk of Vav, says that any bed that she's going to lay on all the days of her ziva, it's going to be like the bedding of, in her state of nida, is going to be for her, and any vessel that she sits on is going to be tummy, like the tummy of her nida. So therefore it says clearly, kemishkav nidasa, like the bedding of her nida, just like when she's a nida, we know the pasuk tells us, has halach of avatama, so too over here. Now, but says the braisa of Ainli, but I would not know that she makes her bed and her cheer like that are going to have the same halacha, that are the days after she's a nida, and l'shleisha yamim. Only, maybe I would think, that this halacha is for Zava Gedayla, when she has a discharge for 3 consecutive days. Shnei yamim, and how do we know that this stringency of Mishka v'maish applies even to a woman that has a discharge of dam during just 2 days of the Mei Ziva? Tamalema, so the pasuk teaches, yimei, because it says, kol ha-mishka v'ashtetishka b'lav, kol yimei zayva k'mishka v'nidai. So it uses the terminology of yimei. Like we mentioned before, yimei is a plural of two. Even if she sees only 2 days, it's going to make the halacha of Mishka v'maish. And says the Braisa, Yemechad Menan, how do we know it's even if she sees 1 day that she has the tumma of a zava, like we said, albeit a zava gitana, that's going to be tamma mishka v'meshav. Tamma lama kol yimei, because it says here also in this pasuk, all the days, kol is a ribid, to include even if she sees just 1 day. Now, says the Braisa, Menan, she's a feris echad le'echad, and how do we know that when a woman sees dam for 1 or 2 days during her 11 Yimei Ziva, that she counts 1 day of Tahara for her 1 day of Tumah that we know is the halacha of a Shemeres Yom. Tamalemi Yielah says that it should be for her, Yieh is what connotes throughout Shas, a terminology of Havaya, of existence, which means to say of Shemira, of protecting, meaning so she doesn't have Dam, that she's going to have one clean day correlating to the 1 or 2 days that she had of Tumah. Now, but continues the Braisa, that's maybe for only 1 day of Tumah. But you would think that if she has 2 days of dam, that then she would have to count shivnikiyim. And Bedinu, logic would tell us that that's the case. Why? Because umahu, now we're using the logic, the reverse, from the male to the female. Umahu, if regarding the male, who he has a tumah of ziva, shein sefer ech le'echad, doesn't have this halacha of shemeris yoyim, of counting 1 day of tahara for the 1 day of tumah. A zav, who a male who had only 1 discharge, although it's a discharge of ziva, he actually has halacha like a balkari, like he had a different type of discharge, that of a seminal emission, which actually he could go in and table that day and already become tar. Doesn't have to safeguard the next day of tahara. And still, even so, seifa shiva l'shnayim, when he has 2 discharges, he has to have shiva nikim, 7 clean days. So regarding the female, that she has this stringency that when she has 1 day of tumah, she has to safeguard the next day as a tahara, which is the halacha of Shemeres Yoyim. So she has this additional stringency. Isn't it a kavol chomer for sure that she should have to count 7 clean days for having 2 discharges during the days of Ziva? That's why it has to say in the pasuk that it should be for her. Law in the singular is Ein Seferes Elo Yoyima, that she only counts that 1 day, like we mentioned before, that the halacha of Shemeres Yoyim is going to be not only 1 day, but even if she sees 2 days, then she still only has to safeguard the next following day. And the halacha of Shiva Nikim is only if she has 3 consecutive discharges and 3 days during the days of Ziva. That's the conclusion of the Braisa. One thing says the Gemara, Ba'alma, we see from this Braisa at great length that Kuroi Ninu, all these halachas of the 11 days between Nida and Nida, what's called the Yimei Ziva, are psukim. From here we learn that, as we mentioned the Braisa, that first of all, that the Yemei Ziva are 11 days, as we pointed out, because day 12 is not part of the Yemei Sviras, it's not part of the days of making the Tumah B'Ziva. We also learned that if she sees 3 days specifically, then this halacha she becomes a Zava G'dayla, of requiring a carbon and a Shibin Nekim. We also learned that if she sees only 1 or 2 days, that then you have to have a Shemeris Yayim for the Zava, for the female version of counting a day, Yayim Keneged Yayim, which is Shemeris Yayim. We also learned that after the 11 days, then it starts over the days of Nida, which is that if she, which the halachas of Nida, like we said, are different, that where she sees 1 day, then she could just continue going for that day and the following 6 days, because the halacha of the Shibin Nekiyim is only if she sees during the 11 days of the days of Ziva. But after that, then it goes back to the original halacha of Shibas Yom Tibin Adasa. So one thing is that these are psukim, so how could he say it's halacha l'mesh m'sinai? Says the Gemara, l'Rabbi Akiva Kroy. You're right. This Braisa, as we mentioned, which that was actually the machlokes we brought in the previous daf, Rabbi Akiva holds there expounded from Sukkim. He doesn't hold the halacha l'mesh m'sinai that Rabbi Elazar ben Zahar told him. And therefore, just like he learns that, as we mentioned in the previous daf, the half a log of oil that's used for the loaves of bread by the carbon taita from Sukkim, here also, this Braisa is going like him, that we learn that the 11 days between Nida and Nida from the Sukkim, which includes all these halachas of the days of Ziva. However, L'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchasa, he learns it off from Lacha Mesh Mesina and not from these Psukim. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara asks a question on this Braisa that we brought in once we introduced it. Amar L'Rav Shemaya L'Rababa, he says, Ema b'yamama, we should say that if a woman has discharge during the day of the 11 days of Ziva, then to have a Zava, then she should become a Zava. Like the Pasuk says in Yerkat HaZavav, it says, Yamim Rab, many days, which we said that means 3 days, but it says days, so maybe the halacha is only if she discharges during the day, she becomes a zava. But if she has a discharge, belelia at nighttime, she shouldn't become a zava, to have a nida, then she should be only the lower level of nida, which doesn't require carbon, doesn't require shibin nekim. How do we know it's even during the nighttime? So Malay, so he said to him, Allah makra, regarding you, the pasuk says, as we quoted this in the top of the Amid, al nidasa. On her nida, which we're talking about in the second parasha regarding the halachas of ziva, we say that it's on her nida, which is Samach L'Nidasa. Al means when it's right next to the days of Nida. Right after the days of Nida, that's when the days of Ziva start. Like we said, B'loy Es Nidasa. But one thing we see is Samach L'Nidasa Emes Haba. When is right near the days of Nida? It's actually Belelia. It's the night of the 8th day. Because all the days of Nida extend for 7 days until the night time. Like it says in the Pasuk, Shibas Yom Tim and Adasa. For 7 days she's in the state of Nida. Which means, say, right after that is at night time. So you see, night time is what the Pasuk is referring to, the Kokara, Lozava. And the Pasuk is calling her a Zava if she sees 1 day for the generic halacha or 3 days for the halacha of Shibin Nekiyim and of Karban. So you see clearly that it's even if she has a discharge at night time and not just during the daytime. Now, the Gemara and Shas concludes, Tandvel Yahu. We learned in the Braisa of the Yeshiva of Eliyahu that Kol Hashem Halachas, whoever learns Halachas, which this actually continues the theme of what we just mentioned, where Halachas, as Rashi says many times throughout Shas, means Mishnayis, Braisis, and Halach L'Moshe Mesinais. That's what he means when it says Halachas, which this is actually the Gemara we just ended off with, which that's the opinion of Elazar ben Azariah, that these Halachas, he says, of the 11 days of Ziva, which is the topic of our sugya, refers to the, it's known through Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So he says, whoever learns halachas, which are, again, the oral law that's handed down, which are mishnayos and braises, which were written in halachas, which were given over orally, if someone learns them b'chol yom, every single day, which therefore it's becoming part of the person because it's not just written and one has to actually internalize it and remember it, muftach le'shehu b'nayil maboy, is guaranteed to be a son of the world to come, which on some level means to say that he's living the world to come, even here on this world. Shlomo says, a pasuk in Chavakuk, halichais olam, the paths of the world, loy are for him. Which the drasha is, Altike Halichis, don't read it. The paths, Ella Halachis, rather the Halachis, the laws of the world are for him, which means to say that that's the world of the world to come, are for a person who learns Halachis. Hanlach Tinekis, we shall return to the 10th Perek Mesechtas Nida, Perek Tinekis, which spoke about primarily the laws of Vestas, which are set times of a woman expecting her period or finally blood, the laws of Tumah. Veslikala Mesechtas Nida, we have concluded Mesechtas Nida, which spoke about primarily about the laws of a woman as it applies to the laws of menstruation and as it applies to prohibitions with relations and regarding the laws of Tumah Tahara, Vitama Bavli, and we have concluded Tama Bavli.